Jack.
The legendary baby food clip.
For those who
good baby food.
Oh no.
Okay. All right, that's enough.
For those who can't tell by just the audio, that is Jed discharging baby food into a toilet and then eating the baby food out of the toilet.
Right. There's a key cut for so I'm not actually eating out of the toilet. So I did two versions of it: one where I'm touching the toilet and one where I'm not. And you can actually see where I made the cut, and that is for decorum and sanity's sake. So I haven't gone over the edge and actually eating out of the toilet the way, say, you've gotten beer mugs.
Sure, right. Well, he has his own set of problems that we don't have time to address now. But so
but the story behind that is, I'm involved in this ham frequency club called 435. What an antiquated technology, and there's crazy people on it, and they threaten the president and everything. But there's this one crazy guy who sincerely loves baby food and will make these way, way too long videos. So I decided to make a shorter baby food video talking about how good baby food is. But I knew if I put it in the toilet, I'd be able to make myself laugh. And I do actually enjoy making myself laugh. But the problem is, I made myself laugh during the entire production.
Mm-hmm.
So the second the baby food got sprayed on the back of the toilet, I was goner for takes one and two, which means I was laughing for like 7 continuous minutes in my house.
Right, yeah.
Jed, I'm looking at your YouTube channel now. Do you think it's possible that the internet has too much bandwidth?
Yeah, the internets are doing pretty sad these days.
Yeah.
But not because of my show.
No, we need your stuff. Right. We're talking about other people's videos.
Right. We're talking about people who put up dumb stuff. Your videos are essential.
Right.
How often are you posting to the YouTube channel?
Well, that's the thing. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks now. Cause Trent Reznor has a new album out. Sneaked the new instrumental album out. He's sort of challenging people to do films. And they flex my considerable creative muscles again.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Well, and into that film festival contest. But no, nothing but fury.
All right. So you're okay, though. If this is a, hey, let's check in with the legend Jed the Fish and make sure he's not gone bye-bye. You're telling us that you're fine, you feel good, you're healthy, and everything is taking your way.
I got at least to the middle of 2008 to go, so don't worry.
All right, great news.
Hey,
all right, everyone feel better?
Yes.
I totally miss you.
Me too. We haven't called each other on the phone lately.
Yeah.
Jed calls me about TV shows.
And I miss Kevin, too, because I don't really see him. But Bean, I email all the time.
Oh, you do?
And I always enjoy hearing from you, Jed. I really do. I have a great deal of respect for you and your legacy.
And, yes, I'm feeling better to answer your question.
Good. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the great Jed the Fish right there on the Kevin and Bean Show with the update. Jed, what time are you on today for people who want to come back for more?
in tiny little bursts between 1 and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. 1 and 4 today, right here on the world famous K-Rock.
It's nice talking to you guys.
You
and we're happy to say the studio is Jed ass free, so we can all rejoice in that.